Hello and welcome to the podcast. I'm James, and joining me as always is Lisa. Today we're diving into Top Teacher Theory Volume 2, a course that promises to help teachers take powerful educational ideas and actually make them work in the classroom. Lisa, I have to say, when I first read about this course, it struck me as incredibly practical.
Absolutely, James. What's exciting about Top Teacher Theory Volume 2 is that it's not just theory for theory's sake. It's designed for teachers who want more than just research. They want to know what that looks like in real lessons, with real students. So, whether you're a classroom teacher, an instructional coach, or even a pre-service educator, this course is all about turning those big teaching principles into daily classroom success.
Right, and it's a direct follow-up to Volume 1, which was all about the research and foundational principles. Now, Volume 2 takes things a step further. It's hands-on, skills-focused, and packed with routines, activities, and assessments that you can use straight away. I think the emphasis here is on practicality, isn't it?
Exactly. The course is structured around 10 focus lessons, each one targeting a key area of effective teaching. For example, there's a lesson on translating theory into step-by-step lesson plans, another on active learning strategies, things like think-pair-share variance and retrieval practice, plus modules on differentiation, formative assessment, classroom management, and much more.
That's quite a spread. And what I appreciate is that each lesson comes with templates, example plans, printable materials, and even video demonstrations. So, it's not just abstract advice. You get scripts, rubrics, and editable resources that you can adapt to your own teaching context.
And the course really seems to value immediate transfer. You're encouraged to try out an activity or strategy between modules, reflect on the impact, and then adapt as needed. I think that's so valuable for busy teachers who want to see results straight away.
Yes, and it's not limited to just classroom teachers. Instructional coaches and teacher leaders can use these resources to shape professional learning or create classroom tools. Plus, for educators who might be returning to the classroom after a break, this is a brilliant practical refresher.
Let's talk about some of the core aims. By the end of the course, you'll be able to convert pedagogical concepts into explicit lesson plans and routines, design active and student-centered tasks, create differentiated activities, use a range of formative assessment techniques, and establish clear classroom procedures. That's a lot of actionable outcomes.
And don't forget, there's a strong focus on inclusion as well. You'll learn how to apply strategies for equity, English language learners, and students with special educational needs, all supported by universal design for learning and culturally responsive adjustments.
Plus, there's a module on reflecting and conducting short action research cycles. So, it's not just about applying strategies, but also about thinking critically and refining your practice based on evidence from your own classroom.
That's interesting, and it ties in nicely with the way the course is assessed. Participants are expected to complete short quizzes and reflections along the way, but the summative task is either a mini-action research project or a portfolio of 3 adapted lesson plans, with evidence of student impact. And on completion, you get a certificate, always a nice touch.
Definitely. And the course is self-paced, designed to take around 10 to 20 hours. Each lesson is built for immediate classroom application, so you don't have to wait until the end to start making changes. You can try a new idea with your students after each module.
I also like that there's ongoing support, clear modelling, direct-to-classroom resources, and feedback on submissions. Participants are encouraged to implement at least one strategy per lesson, gather some evidence, and reflect for continuous improvement.
And the collaborative element is great as well. There are discussion forums and peer sharing spaces, so you can share ideas and adaptations and even critique each other's approaches. That kind of peer-to-peer learning can be incredibly powerful.
So, if you're wondering how to use the course, the advice is to start with Lesson 1, ground your planning in clear objectives and success criteria, and then implement activities in short cycles. Adapt the templates, measure the impact, and use the reflection module to keep improving.
In a nutshell, this is about moving from what works to here's how to make it work for you. It's packed with concrete tools and routines that can make a real difference in daily teaching. And as the course itself puts it, it's everything you need to boost engagement, clarity, and impact, not someday, but tomorrow.
Brilliant. Whether you're just starting out, looking to refresh your practice, or supporting other teachers, Top Teacher Theory Volume 2 offers a toolkit you can actually use. I think that's what sets it apart.
Exactly, James. It's about turning good theory into great teaching, with immediate transfer and real classroom impact. What more could you ask for?